If you grew up in the 1990s or even the late 1980s, you'll probably know what these are: floppy disks. I have never had a love for computers. I avoid them at all costs. In fact, I haven't turned on a computer or laptop for well over 2.5, almost 3 years now. Don't have a tablet either. I'm a bit of a dinosaur whenever it comes to technology. But my brother was a big fan of computer games whenever we were growing up. And these floppy disks, just found them in a drawer upstairs here. These old floppy disks were very, very popular back in those days. Carried a lot of information. You really did think that they were state of the art. There's a whole box of them here beside me, but these were ones that were quite popular. A game called Speedball 2, Back to the Future 2, Deluxe Paint 2 as well. And those were very popular. They hold a lot of information, or at least they did, or you thought they did, way back in those days. And then, of course, as well, some of you'll remember these, long out of style as well, VHS tapes, and before that, Betamax. And even before that, I think there was another V2000 or something like that, but they held information as well. And it used to be a big thrill to go down to the video store and choose a movie and put the video cassette into the player. And oftentimes it was fuzzy and the picture was full of static and different things, but still, you thought this is incredible that you can have an entire movie on a video cassette tape or an entire computer game on a little disc like this. You don't have to go down to the computer arcade, and there it is. But now, of course, we've got memory sticks, and we've advanced even on from that. I have a few memory sticks in a pencil case that were never used, and they hold several gigabytes of information. And it was just incredible at the time. Whenever you got those little memory sticks, so small, and yet able to hold thousands and thousands of volumes of books in an equivalent digital form. And of course, now it's gone even beyond that. And we've got the iCloud and all that goes along with it, the internet, and all of the information that's stored. And it's quite incredible what can be stored on something as simple as a floppy disk or a VHS tape or a memory stick or now the iCloud. But you know, the Word of God speaks about a day that's coming whenever the books will be opened. Let me just read to you from the book of Revelation. John is a prisoner on the Isle of Patmos. He's there because he's been preaching the gospel and telling people about the Savior. And on the Isle of Patmos, John says in Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 11, some of you'll know the words well, "I saw a great white throne. The throne is great," that speaks of its majesty. "The throne is white," and that speaks of its purity. And then he says, "one who sat on it," and that speaks of its authority. This is the throne of Almighty God, the throne of justice and the throne of judgment. "I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which was the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." Isn't it incredible the ability that man has now to store information? But it doesn't even compare to the great ability of Almighty God to store information. The all-knowing, omniscient God, who is everywhere present, has everything recorded, written down, as it were. And the unconverted someday will stand at the great white throne judgment, and those books will be opened, and every word, every thought, every deed, every action, every inaction, all recorded, the things that we have done, the things that we have left undone, the words that we have spoken. The Savior said that every idle word men shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. The Bible even goes as far as saying that God shall judge the secrets of the hearts on that day. Everything is recorded. You know, I remember not all that long ago, a man who had committed some awful crimes publicly, and there's a whole public inquiry about it, and it was on television. He was a celebrity, and then he died before standing before the courts. And some people said, "I can't believe he got away with it." But you know something? The reality is, he didn't get away with it. It's all written down, And as R.G. Lee, the great preacher, said, it'll be payday someday. Have you ever thought about that? That your life is being watched by Almighty God? Hagar in the Bible could say, thou God seest me. And it's all being recorded in God's books. That's why we need a Saviour. Jesus Christ upon the cross paid the price for the sins of his people. And whenever you put your faith and trust in him and call upon him and repent and turn from your sins and ask him for cleansing and for forgiveness and trust him as your Saviour, he's able to cancel out the great debt of our sin. The Bible says their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. He says, I have blotted out as a thick cloud all of thy transgressions. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. I'll put your sins into the depths of the sea. I'll put your sins behind my back. Their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. And I trust that even today, if you're plagued with guilt, things in your past that you're ashamed of, and you're fearful to stand before God, and those books are opened, come to Christ, come to the cross, and trust him as your Saviour, and God will cleanse you and forgive you and set you free from the law of sin and guilt and death. May God bless you, and thanks once again for joining us. We really appreciate it. See you next time.